produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Greetings, 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 ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and welcome to yet another exciting, informative broadcast of Money Matters with myself, your host. I go by the name of Sanel Sue Maphosa, and I am indeed looking forward to sharing with you today and simplifying everything financial management. Right, so before we begin, I have a question, my listeners, that I would like for you to please assist me with by answering it using the comment box on your screens below. Now, the question goes as follows. What makes financial management so difficult for you as an individual? Wow, this is a personal question, I must say, which I believe all of us should actually ask ourselves once in a while. For if we ask ourselves this question, we'll be able to understand how do we actually make money, how do we view money, what is our relationship with money, and how do we actually draw up the blueprints, you know, for your money management. Sounds a bit complicated, does it? Well, because you are listening to Money Matters with Sanel Sue Maphosa, and so many of us, we actually have not realized it, especially because 2020 was such a rough year for so many of us financially. We only have less than 2 months left in the year. Oh yes, how many of us have actually realized that it is less than 2 months until we enter a new year, which is 2021. Now, this is another reason why we should ask ourselves individually this question, and this will assist us in actually starting to plan our finances for 2021. Another question that I have for you, my listeners, is what are your financial goals, whether it's long-term or short-term for 2021? How many of us have actually sat down with ourselves and asked ourselves this question, or have taken a pen and paper and dotted down what our financial goals are going into 2021 with only 2 months left into the new year? And most importantly, what plans do you actually have in place to achieve these goals? Yes. Has the COVID-19 pandemic forced you to actually rethink your spending patterns? Hence, precisely today, we are going to focus on your financial planning checklist for 2021. Let us get excited. Yes, it is indeed going to be a very informative broadcast, which in reality, we should have this plan in place. Seeing that it's only 2 months until 2021, we should have a plan in place of how are you going to manage your finances. Now, let's jump straight into it. Let's break it down. What is an actual financial planning checklist? Now, this is a blueprint of what you want to achieve financially or where you want your money to be allocated. Now, the number one problem I have identified with so many people is that we have with most people is that so many of us don't actually know our net worth. So many of us have not actually sat down with ourselves and done our numbers. But what are the numbers that I'm referring to? Now, let's break it down. The first number that a person should actually know on an individual basis is your credit score. I once spoke about credit scores and how important it is for an individual to understand how your credit score is built, how it's managed, how has it improved. Your credit score will gain you access to credit, if not today, but in the future. The reality is, in the economy that we live in, so many of us will have to tap into credit once in a while in order to assist us going forward in our daily lives. Now, the second numbers that you actually need to know is understanding your income to debt ratio. With this pandemic, so many of us had to rely on debt to get through the different months. It's also important to know that as much as we might be under pressure, it's critical that we use debt responsibly. So even good debt can turn into bad debt. Oh yes, good debt can turn into bad debt. When it also comes to debt, children of God, it's also important for us to understand how to use debt to our advantage, how to negotiate good interest rates. Also bear in mind one important aspect. It's not about just negotiating your interest rates. It's also about negotiating the terms of this debt. Now, terms will refer to how long do you need to pay this debt off. I've seen a couple of people confused where the interest rate was less, but the terms were more. And when you do the calculation, you'd pick up or realize that you're going to pay off quite more to service this debt. You're going to pay a less installment because the interest is less, but you're going to pay it on a higher term. So you're going to require more time, more years, more months to service this debt. So we need to be mindful that certain institutions can quote you a less interest rate, but longer terms. It's also important for you to ask these types of questions when you are taking out debt. It is also important not to have too many credit lines open because you end up paying too many fees all at once, administration fees and so forth. You end up paying them all at once. Now let's take it back. Let's take it back a bit. How many of us have actually thought of creating a debt repayment plan? Now, a debt repayment plan, in most cases, we often believe that the only way to pay off debt is when, you know, we get our bonuses or we win the lotto. But this thinking gets up caught up in an anti-wealth trap. So many of us are caught up in that trap. We spend on our credit cards all year. We use our bonuses, our 13th check to settle the debt, only to start the cycle again the next year. How many of us have paid off clothing accounts and you find that the next year you have opened up the credit altogether, you started utilizing it and you find yourself in the same situation all over again. We are using those bonuses to pay off last year's spending rather than investing and building wealth. Rather start a monthly debt repayment plan that contributes managing your budget with a disciplined debt management schedule, understanding your total outstanding debt by drawing up a spreadsheet with all your credit agreement information attached, included there, so you know who you owe, what's the interest rate on it, the terms on it, and how much needs to be paid off. Rather than trying to increase the repayment amount on each loan, target your smallest debt. Now, this is what we call your snowball effect. You target your smallest debt first. If you settle one debt quickly, it will get you motivated. It will keep you going and it will free up more cash for you to target your next debt. So that's how you can actually go about it. When targeting debt, use the snowball approach. And let's assume that you've got multiple credit facilities and you owe a certain amount of money. So when you target those amounts of money, you know that and you've got your plan in place and you stick to it. It will also, remembering that this will only work if you close down the credit facilities as you pay them off. Otherwise, you'll go back into debt. As you pay them, close off those credit facilities. Do not go back to it. You will have no short-term debt and you will actually start investing. When it comes to finances, let's be realistic. You do not need a miracle. You just need simple discipline. Which takes me to my next point. Now, this point is a point I love very much myself, which is your net worth. Now, this is quite important as all of us financially should be striving to improve our net worth year in and year out in terms of increasing your actual assets or decreasing your liabilities. Now, how does one calculate their net worth? Net worth is calculated as follows. It is a ratio of assets minus your liabilities. Now, your assets can be properties that you've paid off. It can be a vehicle that you've paid off. It can be businesses that you own minus your liability, which is basically what you owe. So based on those two, when you minus each other, it should be giving you your net worth. Your net worth should be a consolidation. of your financial situation in total. Now, the next step is actually having a few financial goals. I know with so many of us with the pandemic, financial goals were the last thing on our minds. So many of us are just trying to keep afloat financially, but it is quite important that we still have financial goals. We still strive to achieve our financial goals, irregardless of what we might be going through, whether it is a short-term financial goal or it is a long-term financial goal. You need to plan your purchases, especially to those who have been unfortunate enough and were retrenched. So many people are currently receiving their retrenchment packages yet have not planned adequately towards them. That in fact can lead to improper financial decisions, impulsive buying, which can land you into bankruptcy. It's very important to have financial goals, as they will be an actual blueprint for you. What is also important is actually also being able to, you know, survive those financial shocks. For some people, retrenchment was a financial shock for them. Make sure that you plan towards it and look holistically at what a certain financial decision that you are taking today, how will it impact your entire life. With so many of us, we make financial decisions in isolation and we do not filter it into our everyday lives on a longer term basis. You know, we don't look into the future. For an example, when you purchase a house, you know, so many of us are excited that you're finally going to have a home and so forth, but we do not filter in the facts that if you're moving from a flat, a rented accommodation, to actually owning your own accommodation, now there are certain expenses that you need to filter into. Now you need to pay your rates and taxes because you own this property. You need to insure this property, you need to furnish this property, you might need a helper, you might need someone, a garden service to maintain your garden in this property. So these are all the expenses that you need to filter in. It's not just about paying off your mortgage bond, but there's quite a number of expenses that you need to put in. Now, this is very critical for us to think of going into 2021. It will help us recognize what are our financial goals and how we want to work towards it. Also remembering that there are financial implications for every financial decision that you make, which takes me to my other point, which is recognizing your financial peak time and financial off-peak time periods. Now, with so many people, when you speak of this, they actually start laughing and don't realize that as individuals, we have financial off-peak and financial peak times. You know, I would make an example of the festive season. For so many of us, we're going to the festive season. Festive season is peak time for so many of us. Some might be going home, our families come over and visit, and we end up spending so much because we are in such a joyous mood and everyone is happy, everyone is spending so much money, some are spending on their credit cards and so forth. So it's important for us to recognize what are our financial peak and off-peak periods, and for you to actually address certain spending patterns that you might have during these periods. It's very critical because with certain people, you find that they over-indebt themselves in such periods where, you know, the mood is right for everyone. Everyone is joyful. Everyone is happy to see their families. But come January, you end up paying a credit card that you're going to pay for 6 months from January down until June that you used to spend during the festive season. So it's quite important for people to realize when is their financial off-peak period and financial peak period, because then if you understand it, you'll be able to make better informed financial decisions. For an example, you can opt for having a smaller Christmas lunch. You can actually target sales during at that time. If you need to purchase stationery for your children, you would rather purchase it before peak time so that you can save on it and so forth. Another important aspect is you need to be careful of lifestyle inflation. Oh, now this is a topic for another day, how many of us have actually inflated our lifestyles without even realizing it. When you move from one job to another or you get an increase somewhere, lifestyle inflation automatically happens to so many of us. How many of us can resist this lifestyle inflation? How do you deal with the extra amount of money that you are receiving, whether you've started a business or so forth? Do you allocate it somewhere? Do you spend it somewhere? Do you change the property that you own? Do you purchase a vehicle? Is this vehicle an asset to you, or is it, another topic that we'll have one of these days, is the greatest debate over, is a vehicle an asset as compared to a property? Well, I beg to differ. I do beg to differ with most people classifying vehicles as not being assets. In a sense, yes, it can be an asset. If, for an example, you're an Uber driver, you need this car to move around people and make money, to you it might be an asset. You know, I think we need to also channel our minds financially and look at certain products from that perspective going forward and whatnot. And we also need to rather learn how to spend wisely. What are you spending on, and is it actually important for you to spend on it? A question again that we need to sit down and reflect on ourselves. What are you spending on, and is it important for you to spend on it? Another question that we need to reflect on as individuals is going into the festive season, with so many of us having, you know, financial implications at this point in time. What is it that you have planned for, that you can still enjoy the festive season but on a budget savvy kind of a platform? You know, am I opting for a smaller Christmas lunch? Are you opting for smaller presents for your children, and so forth? Now, this is a topic that we will dwell into at another point in time. And now, today's show is all about self-introspection. How are we planning our finances in 2021? And I just want to leave you with a few questions that you need to ask yourself. You know, sit down with yourself and be as realistically as you possibly can with yourself. Questions to prompt you to improve your relationship with money. Question number one that you must ask yourself. If you do want to answer them, you can use the comment box below and I will assist you in the next episode as best as I possibly can. Now, question number one is, what to you is the purpose of money? Interesting. Answer that question for yourself. Please do. Question number two, what did your parents, those around you, say about money when you were growing up? Believe it or not, it is quite important that you ask yourself this question, because how we grew up and how our parents viewed money, or the people that raised us or the people around us, how they saw and viewed money is quite important, you know, to mentally. So many of us relate to our childhoods when it comes to money. Let's go to question number three. What is your memory of money growing up? What do you remember when it comes to money? Question number four, how did you manage money in the first year that you started working? Oh, I'm looking forward to those responses. I once had a conversation with a number of friends, number of colleagues, and we spoke about the financial mistakes that we made in the first year of our employment. You know, first year of your employment, where you're so excited, you finally landed that dream job. Now this offer comes in and there's a lot of zeros and you're not used to that type of money. So the question is, how did you manage money in the first year you started working? There's a trend I once saw on social media which was quite sad, and that in my heart, I pray to God that may this platform help so many people make better financial decisions, especially when they're starting out, because so many of us are over indebted or find ourselves in situations that we are currently in because no one actually took the time to guide us when we started working on what is finances and how you should manage your finances. Certain people took out financial products that they did not even afford or need. Certain people are sitting with them, they're still paying with them. And it's also important for us to realize that the foundation in which you start in It is important. It is very important. If you start off on a life of debt, for you to get off that debt, you might have to work for 5 years to pay off that debt, which is quite sad, and it is a reality for so many of us because we have never been guided when it comes to finances. Now, let's take it to the next question, which is, how do you feel about money today? Compare yourself from the first year that you started working to today. How do you feel about money? Now, let's take it to question number 6. How do you feel about looking at your bank statement right now? How many of us actually go back to our bank statement and scan and look at our bank statement? Because yes, our bank statement is a reflection of our financial habits. It will tell us where are we spending our money mostly. How many of us actually go back to our bank statement, and how does it make you feel? Do you feel that certain purchases were a bit reckless of you? Do you still feel as if you made good investments? Do you feel as if the amount of money that you are making is not enough for you? Let's go back, let's go forward to step number 7. What is your biggest fear in relation to money? Oh, I'm looking forward to this one too. What is your biggest fear in relation to money? So many of us have underlining fears. An example, when we were children growing up, you know, you feared walking in the dark at night and so forth. But as we grow up as adults, we are adults now, we also do have certain fears in relation to money that we need to sit down and analyze for ourselves, be as realistic as we possibly can with ourselves so that we can address certain points going into the future. What is your biggest fear in relation to money? Is it you losing your source of income? Is it you losing your ability to pay off your house? Is it you losing certain things? Now, this is a question that only you can answer for yourself. Let's go to step number 8. What is the largest sum of money you have ever received? Oh, please share with me. Please do share. What is the biggest lump sum of money that you have ever received? If you share, I promise I will also share. What is the biggest lump sum of money that you've ever received? How did it make you feel when you received this amount of money? Did you win the lottery? Was it an inheritance? What is your first bonus? I remember years back when I received my first bonus, I was so excited. For me, it was a lot of money because I was not used to getting that amount of money all at once. And fortunately, I had budgeted for it before I received the money. So I knew I had a plan written down. I knew what needs to go what, where, and so forth. Let's go to our next question. What is the least amount of money that you have ever received? Was it a refund of airtime, 30 rand voucher, or so forth? But what is the least amount of money you have ever received, and how did it make you feel? How does this amount of money that you receive make you feel? The next question is, what is your definition of financial success? Bear in mind, people of God, that we have different definitions as people. What is your definition of financial success? Where can you draw the line and say, I have made it financially when I've reached here? What is the definition of your financial success? Which takes me to my last point. What do you think is stopping you from reaching your financial success? Now, introspection, again, sitting down, you know, for some of us, it might be a whole lot of factors that stop us from reaching our financial success. For some of us, we still need to take care of our siblings at home. We still need to provide at home. For some of us, we enjoy shopping so much. We're so impulsive when it comes to shopping. Now, these are the questions that you need to ask yourself. Let's meet again. Please do tune in again. Thank you so much for spending your time with me. It is much appreciated. I hope you have learned and grasped as much as you possibly can. do leave your comments in the comment box, and let's engage more. I bless the Lord for this opportunity to speak to you, and I bless him for using me for a time such as this. And my last point, as I'm about to close, it is especially to those who have been retrenched. Please know that you are still enough and worthy of your dreams and goals. Yes, it can be heartbreaking going through a retrenchment process, but it does not define you, child of God. You are still enough. You are still beautiful. You are still smart. Your dreams are still valid and your goals are still valid. Go to God, pray about it, and have a proper plan in place as to what is it that you are going to do moving on from here. Retrenchment is not the end of it all. It can be a beautiful beginning for something else. You are still worthy of your dreams. Your dreams are still valid. Everything that you wanted to achieve in this life is still valid. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love you. I love you guys so much. Thank you for the support. Until we meet again, may the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord keep you under his wings. Let us continue to pray. Let us pray for this world as we are going through this pandemic. As we've seen, certain countries are already experiencing a second wave. Our God is bigger than everything. Let us pray, children of God. Let us seek the face of God. And indeed, God will heal our land. I love you so much. Do keep well until we meet again next week. That's it from me. I am your host, Sanil Swemaphosa, and be blessed.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Good evening, South Africa. Good day, USA and around the world. Welcome to our show, Crossing Over with Nkuleko, aka the Gospel Man Maphosa. Today we have our special guest. Oh, and she is my mom, Fikile Mbongo. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nkuleko, and thank you for the invitation today.
You are most welcome. You know, it's such a pleasure to have people like you who just recorded their singing coming to Crossing Over. We'll be taking those songs, we are taking them to the USA, and we are taking them to the whole world. Mm-hmm. Now, we know you here around the Val, but the people don't know you in the USA, and they don't know you around the world. Please tell us, who is Fikile Mbongo?
Fikile Mbongo is a born-again child of God, married for 21 years, blessed with 3 kids, lovely one, and blessed with a husband, a loving husband, caring husband. So we are, and I was born actually in Sasolburg, then we moved to Val. That's where I grew up.
Wow, I didn't know that you were born in Sasolburg. I always thought you were from the Val. Nonetheless, we thank the Lord. Fikile, you have a new singer, a very beautiful singer. I think 2 weeks back we were on your launch.
Yes.
Tell me, what made you finally? Because I know there's a prophecy behind you being an artist that you are right now. But what finally motivated you to say, you know what? This is the time to record and emerge as a gospel artist.
Okay, a prophecy came out by Bishop T.I. Mthimkhulu. I think in 2000.
Wow.
So I waited and waited and waited for the right time. So now I decided, or I had this feeling that it is the right time. It was a lockdown and nobody could do anything. But I said, Lord, I'm doing this.
Wow. Meaning you recorded your album during lockdown.
Yes.
And now lockdown is almost over.
It's almost over.
No, we thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. You, how many songs have you recorded?
Two songs.
Yes. And I understand that there's also two videos on there.
Yes. Oh, music videos, yes.
Wonderful. Who did you work with? Who's your producer? Who's behind Fikile? Who's behind all these beautiful songs? Tell us more. What's happening? What's going on?
Yeah, my producer, Mr. Koza.
Yes.
Yes, and he's the one who was like pushing now, because it was for the first time me being in the studio. I didn't know anything actually. So,
wow.
Yes, he was there for me. And I'm grateful that I did meet him.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
So you say it was your first time being in the studio.
Yes.
I am interested. I want to know, when did you begin to sing? Where did it all start? When did you realize actually you are an artist, that you have this talent of music in you?
I think I was in matric and I didn't even realize that I can sing. I was in the church. Mr. Mtwalo, the late Mr. Mtwalo in Koinonia, just gave me a mic. And from that day, I didn't look back.
Wow.
I was in the worship team, sang for the mass choir, youth choir, so it, even the groups as well. So since then.
Wow. So the urge to become a gospel artist only became when Bishop Mtimkulu prophesied upon your life that one day you'll become a gospel artist.
Not really. I was in the worship team and I was singing there. He was the one that, I can say that sometimes you don't realize that there is something that God gave you, a gift that you have, but other people can see that, like he did, because now he would give us backing tracks. We will sing every Sunday. We know that I must just go and rent that item. Yes. So it did grow in me that, you know what, this is something that I can do, and I feel free if I do that.
Yes.
I feel free. That's how I communicate with my God. No preaching, no, but I know if I sing, I minister.
Wow.
I do minister.
Wow.
So that's why I'm saying I feel free, and I think that's something that God has given unto me to do.
You know, Fikile, a lot of artists redo songs that we know, and with your singing, I think you wrote the songs. Fikile, during your launch, we were all blown away by your performance and the wonderful music that we had there. Your song, tell us more about your singing, who wrote the song and everything around it.
My single, I'm Saved, it was written by Pastor Koza, my producer. And the story behind that, it was just a reminder for especially for me as a Christian, that one day I made a decision to say I'm receiving my Lord and Savior. And this is a reminder again for even outside the Christians, the churches, they must always remember that one day they did make a decision to follow Jesus, and salvation is a gift. God
yes.
sent his only son to
yes.
die for our sins.
Yes.
It's a gift.
Yes.
So we don't have to compromise when you come to that.
Yes.
You need to know whether it's in difficult times, whereby you are happy, you must know that God is the only God.
Yes. So tell me, you've got two singles, I Am Saved and another?
Yahweh.
Yahweh. Yes. I love the song Yahweh. I think it's got nice rhythm. Tell us, Fikile, to someone who wants to know Fikile, her music, what differentiates you? What is your unique selling point?
What differentiates me? It's I grew up in KBC, Koinonia Arrival Church. We were singing hill songs. Hill songs, they do work in a person's life. When you sing, like I'm saying, ministering, yes. You get the meaning of the words that a person is singing. So I think my line or what differentiates me, it's that I want to go that road. I just want to go that way, or to do like hill song, soft music, without doing a lot of things in the music, soft music that people will understand and hear.
Yeah, Fikile, from your single, what would your fans expect? Do we expect a revival? Vibey songs? Are you a worshiper? Please tell us more on that.
I think I'm both a worshiper and a vibey person, but depending on the song that I'm doing.
Yes.
Most, I think I'll be deep in worship. So if I have a vibey song, then I'll have to be there with connect with the people with yes. that song. Mm. Depending on the message again.
Yes. I want to know, are you planning to release a full album? Since now we have released two singles, are there any songs maybe that you have packed aside? You know how everybody does. They release singles and then later they bring the whole album. Do you have songs that you have written already? Are you planning to, you know, is there anything on the pipeline?
Yes, for sure there is. I have songs that I've written, and from here, moving forward, I think now I'm going to work on my album now, to just cover everything. So an album.
Okay.
It's now going to be my focus.
Yes. These two singles. Where can we get them?
Social media platforms: YouTube, Google Music Play. And I think Spotify.
Yes. I wanted to know, since you are new in this industry, how does it feel to be celebrated? And how would you like your fans to connect with you?
Yeah, it feels good. It feels good to be celebrated because, like I was saying, it's something new, something I'm focusing on now, but it's something new, but it's good to be celebrated, but in a good way.
Yes.
In a good way, when I'm saying in a good way, it mustn't like take me aside,
out of the purpose.
Of the purpose, yes.
Yes, that's
so
wonderful.
Yes.
I want to know, Fikile, as a new upcoming artist, is there any artist that you are looking up to?
Yes, I'll say Tasha Cox. That lady, when she sings, you feel that she's ministering.
Yes.
She's not just delivering a song to people, but she is ministering. She understands what is she singing about.
And that's what you want to
yes,
do also.
That's what I want to do, yes.
No, awesome. So I want to know, what is the overall message of the album? The overall message of your album?
It's Sovereign Lord.
Yes.
It's Sovereign Lord.
Beloved, there you have it, Fikile Mbongo, new album, Sovereign Lord. Please go and get it. The two singles, all stores, all digital stores. I'm asking myself as you are explaining it, as to how do your children now relate to you now that they know that they mom is now an artist, mom is now a celebrity. And you know, I know your husband is your manager.
Yes.
How do they relate? What's going on now in the house?
Kuleko, it's a lot. And now they start to see now the gap. There's a gap. You can just see there's a gap because, like yesterday, they were telling me that, hey, mommy, it's always gone. mommy's always gone. So you can feel that change. Change is difficult. Yes. So I think they will adapt to that.
Yes.
But they are excited, they are happy that, you know, and especially my boy will ask, when are you going to be on TV? So I can tell my friends, you know, it's mixed feelings for them because it's like it's something new, but I believe as on the way it will come together.
Wow, God is good. You are already busy, eh? You are not at home.
Yeah.
You are already busy. So were you ready for this shifting, do you feel like you are ready? Are you good with it?
Hey, I think step by step, I'll take it step by step.
Yes.
I won't put myself in a hurry. Step by step, as God leads, yeah, I think I'll be fine.
Okay. Awesome.
Yahweh, thank you, Lord.
Oh, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
Yahweh, thank you, Lord.
You know, I remember my first time, my first experience going into the studio. You know, when you are singing in church, you'll be told, hey, you are such a good singer, you can sing. But my first time in the studio, it was so difficult. I went there, I was fired up, I thought, you know what, I can sing, I can do this. But when they played back my music, oh, it was so terrible. Take us back, your experience, since you are, it was your first time also, how was it like?
It was, for me, I came, I thought, yes, I'm gonna, you know, do it. Yes. I know what I'm going to do. And then here we started, and then I sang a chorus. It was nice because a chorus is easy. It's something easy. You can repeat it and repeat it and repeat it.
That's
and
true.
Then my producer says, now where's the verse? I was like, a verse. So I'm saying, okay, I'm thinking of, it says a verse. That's when I saw that, yeah, music is difficult. So if you write a song, you must have a verse, not only just a chorus.
Yeah.
So there I've just learned. It was a difficult moment for me, because now I didn't even know where to start, how to even write that verse. So because my producer was there, he just helped me. He helped me and said, you know what, you can write a song and then the chorus will be there and it will be nice, but the verse, I know it's difficult.
Yes.
So I have learned a lot.
Wonderful. You know, I also discovered that, you know, if you can sing in studio, only then we can say, now you know how to sing.
Yes.
Because you can imagine all your life, because you sing in church, you know how easy it is to sing live.
Mm.
When you get to the studio, you and this gadget exposes you that you are hitting them.
Yes.
Tell us, Fiki, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Is there anything on the pipeline? Where to from now? And where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years' time, I see myself not in the van, USA, myself. Collaborating with those big singers.
That's where we are taking you now.
All right, okay.
Now, that's where we are taking you now. They are going to hear your music.
Yes.
In the USA and around the world. Yes.
That's where I want to see myself. Collaborating with even Tasha Cox. I just hope one day.
It can happen.
I'll be with you.
With God, nothing is impossible.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So, your husband is your manager.
Yes.
Do you enjoy it? Do you enjoy that? Because you know, some people would say, no, you know, don't mix business with family, you know.
But my manager is a very difficult person when it comes to what I'm doing now.
Yes.
Focus.
He stops being a husband.
Yes. Now
he's now a manager.
Now I know that I'm talking to my manager. A husband is the husband time. It is there, but now if maybe he starts talking music, now I know that now I'm talking to my manager.
Yes.
Yes.
I want to know your music. How are your friends receiving it? Are you getting any messages pertaining your singings? What are they saying? You know,
yeah.
Any testimonies?
I get a lot of messages on WhatsApp, Facebook as well. Amazing. What Yahweh was my favorite.
Wow.
I'm saved, indeed I'm saved. You know, I'm just getting a lot of positive messages from them.
Wow, that's wonderful. You know, Fikile, we always see you on Facebook being involved in some community work. Tell us about that.
What we normally do, as the Five P's of Manhood, we work closely with the community. And what we do, we go out maybe we have like something like a soup kitchen whereby we give them a soup, bread, and then again we give them information about the Five Piece of Manhood, what's happening with us, where can they find us. And it's amazing that in that part we met Bra Eddie, and he normally goes at Vanaheim then and plays his guitar there, and then the people give him donations, and you know, we took him. Now he's now I can say a professional guitar player. And then now he's in my band now.
Wow.
He's playing in the band.
Wow. Already, you are already changing lives.
Yes,
now.
Changing lives.
Wow, that's wonderful. You know, it's good to know that you are not just an artist, you know, you are also involved in community work, caring about the souls, you know, you are preaching the gospel in a more relevant and practical way. I like that. So if we want to book you, where do we find Fikile Mbongo?
You can find me on social media platforms as Fikile Mbongo, Facebook, Twitter. You'll find me there, and my contacts, you'll find them on there.
On all social media platforms.
Yes.
Thank you. Beloved, there you have it, Fikile Mbongo. Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence, Fikile, here on Crossing Over with Nkuleko Maphosa.
Produced by Caleb Paget on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.